Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, and she's our good friend, and she's almost as original a member of this show as I am. She was with me within the first week or so of being on the air way back in 97, and she's just been a staunch supporter of all the things that we do, and we couldn't do without her. She's the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee, which, as I said earlier, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than that organization, and Karen as well, and her the people that man that organization, as well as a new organization that she's founded recently called We Inc., Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. She's our good friend. Karen, welcome back.
Oh, good to be here. Good to be here. Happy 4th of July, almost.
Yeah, same to you. By the way, folks, many of you read a publication called American City Business Journals. There are 40 or so around the country. They'll be maybe named after your city, a Philadelphia business magazine or whatever it might be. It's a weekly paper that Karen is also a syndicated columnist there. So you may have seen her name there if you're wondering where you've heard that name. 4th of July. How about that? It's the American experiment continues to move on, doesn't it?
It really does. And, living here inside the Beltway gives you an interesting perspective on that.
Right. Yeah. One of the things that's going on, Karen, this week is the healthcare debate, and you've been tracking that. There's been some interesting developments, hasn't there?
Yeah, there has. I mean, certainly our concern since SBSC, Small Business Survival Committee, was founded, and certainly with Women Entrepreneurs, Inc., it's their number one issue, is having access to affordable and competitive health coverage for our employees and for our workforce. And so the last couple of weeks, this week and last week, there's a lot of action, the passage of association health plans, which we support, as well as the movement of medical savings accounts in terms of improving and expanding those to make those a more viable and better product for small businesses. So medical savings account expansion, they're now in the bill, they're called health savings accounts, actually got tagged on to the Medicare prescription drug bill, which in one sense is good news because we know Medicare prescription drug coverage, Medicare reform is going to move. It's a vehicle, but I'm very concerned too because that it's a long way to go before Congress comes to any type of agreement of what happens with that and getting caught up in the complexity of that very difficult legislation for some members of Congress and constituent groups concerns me a little bit as well.
Karen, let's go back and talk about MSAs for a minute, folks.
Sure.
You've heard me talk about MSAs on the show before with some of our financial planning experts like Rick Pinion. An MSA is an insurance policy that combines insurance coverage with a savings plan so that if you don't need the health care, if you're a healthy person, then you get to keep a portion of what you pay into the program that's unused, and you get it becomes an investment. Not unlike any of your other investments, like an IRA or something like that, but a portion of the pay premium goes to cover basic health care. If you need more money than that coverage, then you can dip into your plan, your investment account. But if you don't need it, it continues to accumulate. Now that's basically the way I understand it, Karen.
That's right. I mean, essentially, an MSA, medical savings account, combines two policies into one. You have the money that's set aside tax-free in account that you withdraw tax-free for out-of-pocket medical expenses, and if you have an unhealthy year and that money basically is depleted in the account, or if you have some type of catastrophic illness, then your high deductible policy kicks in. So it's a savings account combined with a catastrophic or a high deductible policy. And you mentioned all the wonderful features of medical savings account, Jim. And I think one of the better attributes It is not only that the patient has control of the money and they get to shop around for their health care needs, and we think this will help bring more price sensitivity into the health care system, but it also gives the patient their freedom of choice in terms of doctors. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that's becoming an increasingly important issue, is that people get to shop around for their doctors. They get to pick and choose their doctors.
But some of the liberals don't like that aspect of it, do they? Some of the folks who like the idea of universal health care coverage, like the arch enemy of small business, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, they don't like that idea because they don't want you and me having the kind of choice that this would offer.
Well, you know, certainly medical savings accounts, in a perfect world, if everyone had access to them, if they were universal, if they were permanent, and that's what we're working towards, mm-hmm. gets in the way of single-payer or, universal health coverage.
Right.
And, you know, Senator Ted Kennedy really, over the years, has been our biggest obstacle to getting full-blown MSAs. We wore him down in 1996. We were able to, you know, get a pilot project going. And I think we've worn him down over the years because every single thing he said about MSAs, they're for the healthy, they're for the wealthy, they're for this,
right.
they're for that, we've disproved. We brought in unhealthy, unwealthy people and shown that these were for average Americans. And in fact, according to the Internal Revenue Service, 73% of people buying medical savings accounts are the previously uninsured. Now,
which are the people that he's been complaining
about? It's the people that he wants to insure through mm-hmm. universal coverage. So. Mm-hmm. Certainly, it's offering people a more affordable option in healthcare, but the problem is, and the key is, making them permanent, allowing all people access to an MSA. We have to make them permanent because the product itself can get no market momentum. You know,
that's,
Jim.
That's been the problem with the MSA system. It's really been a best-kept secret, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, if you're a small business owner and you're looking at an MSA, you're saying, you know what, these expire at the end of 2003. I don't want to go out on the health insurance market and get another
right.
product, so I'm not gonna have an MSA.
Right.
You know, if you're a person selling these, or if you're an innovator, a health insurance company, you know that's selling these things and has products, you're not going to put a ton of money into marketing them because
that's exactly what's happened.
It has, and you know, like anything else, you need the market momentum.
There are people right now listening who are saying MSAs. I never heard of those. You know, unless they've, you know, heard me talk about it on the show before, but they've never, you rarely have a salesperson, for example, knocking on your door and saying, hey, we've got this great MSA product. Don't you want to buy it? You know, and that's something we've got to fix. And when we come back after these messages, Karen is going to tell us what we got to do to make that happen. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back 23 after. We're visiting with Karen Kerrigan. She's the chairman of Small Business Survival Committee and also founder of We Inc., Women Entrepreneurs Inc. And Karen, the SBSC.org is the Small Business Survival Committee's website. My audience hears me talking about that all the time. Even when you're not on the show, I talk about what a great website that is. And folks, I recommend you check it out. You can find out how your elected representative in Washington voted on small business issues. It's right there on the scorecard. You can, many of you know Ray Keating, who's joined us many times on the show to talk to us about economic news. There's an article there on from him. Karen always has one every week. Also, Daryl McKegney's the president. His stuff is there. So check that out if you want to see what's going on in Washington with regard to small business. But also, you've got We Inc., and that's we-inc.org. Is that right?
Yeah, org, we-inc.org, we-inc.org. Again, I think the quality of the content and the presentation is very similar to SBSC in terms of, you know, good quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's impacting women entrepreneurs, women business owners is on the website. People should sign up for my weekly journal, We Inc. Weekly Journal, which gives women a regular calendar of events around the country. That gives women business owners the entrepreneur to improve their businesses, to network, and to just meet with political leaders and with other women business owners. So mm-hmm. I think it's growing into a very dynamic and effective organization. So I'm very excited about that as well.
Well, and it's well led, too, by the way, folks, with Karen. Karen, let's talk about the legislation now. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday that the House, by one vote, and the Senate passed a new huge Medicare drug entitlement last week, as we know. But here's, and I'm quoting from the Journal, but at least the former, meaning the House, did something good for taxpayers by reauthorizing the medical savings accounts. And and but now, what's the deal with the Senate? What's their problem?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, gosh, let's psychoanalyze. I mean, the Senate, we have a lot of problems over there in terms of, you know, the Senate is the Senate, particularly with its political makeup right now. I mean, you know, if we're trying to get anything passed, whether it's death taxes or, you know, we're doing things by one vote. We need, you know, super majorities. We need a lot of things in order to get things done. But we didn't have the same, you know, momentum directed in the Senate. And quite frankly, you know, our initial understanding was that the MSA expansion and permanency bill was going to be on another vehicle, not the Medicare bill. So that caught us by surprise. So we had to scramble very quickly in the House, you know, to make sure that we got that legislation passed on that side. And so the hope is that when we go to conference, you know, the Senate and the House, they have two different bills, and they have to go to what's called the conference committee to sort of work out the differences between their two bills, that when we get the conference, we'll be able to include the MSA expansion and permanency bill, or the health savings account expansion and permanency bill, as part of the conference.
So we need to call and or email or camp
US
out or
senators,
something.
Yeah, U.S. senators, you know, Capitol Hill, 202-225-3121, and ask them to support health savings account expansion.
Give us that phone number.
In the conference, 202-225-3121. Grassley is our champion in the Senate, mm-hmm. so we've got both guys, you know, who are the key finance guys on both committees, who are our big champions, you know, Ways and Means Chair Thomas in the House and Senator Grassley in the Senate. Now, but also it depends on the makeup of what this conference committee is, depending on how strong we go into conference with the issue. So I can probably give you a regular update on what's happening each step along the way.
Right. Now, what about, we've got some Republicans who aren't helping us, though, over there, don't we? Olivia Snow, how's she doing?
She's warmed up to medical savings accounts, which is the good news. I've been working on her and her staff talking
and
with
she's
them.
She's chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee.
Exactly. So we've brought it up before a lot of committees. You know, when I've had the chance to speak before the committee and her, and so I think she's warming up. Senator Lieberman from Connecticut, mm-hmm. he's been, he's sort of on the fence. So you know, he's a good target. Ben Nelson from Nebraska, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, uh-huh. he actually is supportive of medical savings account. So we've got a good mix of folks, but you know our targets, is one of our targets. Landro, you know, for getting them supportive.
But according to the Journal, the White House is sort of caving against the Kennedy onslaught. Is that?
Well, I think on issues in general, I think the concern is that, you know, they want to get a prescription drug bill so bad that they'd be willing to throw out all these things,
yeah.
of which medical savings accounts would be one of those negotiable
yeah.
items. So we're going to firm up the White House as well,
mm-hmm.
trust me.
Well, folks, when you hear me say pound for pound, nobody does more for small business, that's the reason why Karen never has a problem never has a weight problem, because she's working so hard for us up there in Washington D.C. and she's always nice and trim, working herself to death up there for you and me. Karen, on behalf of my audience, I know I've said this before, but I don't say it enough. Thank you for all that you do for us up there.
Oh well, thank you, Jim. You give us the opportunity to talk about this stuff, and you have a great program and show, and you know, you've done so much for us, so thank you as well. For us, I'm meaning small business.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
well,
what I mean.
I appreciate it. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, sbsc.org. Check out her byline in the American City Business Journals. Also, go to we-inc.org, and she'll be back, I promise. Karen, thank you. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Happy 4th, everyone.
Thanks, Karen. See you later. Quick break, right back with Brad Huskin. We're going to talk about salesmanship. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot, and it's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.